Hey Thomas,
Yeah.
you like that? About Kirk O'Chains on Thursday night?
After all of those years of everyone saying Kirk Cousins can't get it done in prime time, it was nice to see him pull it out, especially because I don't, when you actually look at those games in the past, he wasn't the reason that those team that his teams lost in prime time half the time. And so the Falcons pulling out this win, putting together a good game, against a really good opponent in the Bucks, which NFL overtime rules suck.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah.
But at the same time, still just like
Yeah,
finally he had a good Thursday night football game.
being a Bucks fan or rooting for the Bucks or betting on the Bucks there, that was probably really, really hard to watch.
Especially because
Yeah.
they fixed the overtime rules for the playoffs,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I don't get why you wouldn't just have that for regular season,
I agree.
or if you really don't want to have the games last that much longer, just have them end in a tie. And I get it, like people
Oh,
want
ties are so gross though, Thomas.
every other like sports league around the world besides the American ones is willing to end in a tie.
That's fair, I guess.
When they play soccer, soccer ends in draws.
Yeah, I know, but like they also do like shootouts and stuff too.
Well, that's only during like playoffs and
I
things like
know,
that,
I
where like
know.
it's an elimination game. There's
Yeah,
not
I guess. Or
a
just like
tie.
change it to college OT rules. I don't really don't see what's wrong with college OT. I don't like the 2-point conversion part, but you would have to think that NFL defenses are good enough to eventually get a stop and not go to 10 overtimes.
Yeah, I don't know.
But then again, I don't know, play calling has gotten so advanced that maybe they've schemed up so many plays that they could get to 10 overtimes.
I said it once, I'll say it again. Just have it end in a tie.
Yeah, I guess.
Have it end
I
in a
don't.
tie. But I mean, let's not distract from the fact that the rest of the game was really cool, really good.
Really good game. The fact they got that spike off is insanity, which I revisited with one of my buddies, and he was like, yeah, he said Drake London just gave the ball to the center, and then the ref just tapped the ball. Didn't even respot it or anything, just tapped the ball down. Which is, I feel like it's kind of controversial, right? Like,
Yeah, wasn't there like,
that
I
guy,
guess maybe the
that
refs were
ref
just like,
had,
okay, I like this spot. Like, this spot is good. Let's just.
that ref had Falcons money line, in my opinion.
Yeah, maybe.
So, but I don't know. That's odd. Yeah. But because I rewatched the clip after he said that too, and it's very apparent. Drake London goes here to the center. Center grabs it, sets the ball down. The ref literally goes like this and runs backwards.
The ref must have just really liked where the center put the ball.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, he's like, oh, that's a perfect spot.
Good
But
job.
I feel like most refs like usually want to like,
Pick it up themselves and all that.
yes, and be like, oh, here you go. But then again, maybe he didn't want to ruin like,
The
I
flow, or
guess, yeah, the
reason
flow
why they
or like,
lost, or something, I
yeah,
guess.
I mean, it's a nail biter. It's coming down to the end, I guess. Like he doesn't want to be the reason that the Falcons like lose technically. I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
I
there's a.
like it. Honestly, I liked it. I just feel like if you're, from the other side, you're probably like, what the hell, man? Like, the game should have been over right there.
I mean, I don't think that with ref ball being the way it is, I don't think that that's even close to the most egregious ref ball that has ref
Fair.
called.
Very
So
fair.
I don't think it's much of a problem. But no, yeah, that was probably our best Thursday night football game so far this year,
I would
besides
say.
Ravens might have been the only other contender.
Definitely.
But
Technically not a Thursday night game, right?
I mean, it was.
No, I know, but like they
It
have
was a
like the
season opener.
Monday they have like the Monday night crew do it, I'm pretty sure. And they consider it like a Monday night season opener.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But no, yeah, that was a great game. Great way to start the season, but that like Thursday night football games usually suck. Not just this year, but every year. So I feel like that's one of the best Thursday night football games you had in a very long time.
I remember. Do you remember when, the NFL knew how bad Thursday night football games were, so they had the whole gimmick of Everyone's going to wear their Color Rush jerseys on Thursday night.
Yes. I like the Color Rush jerseys, though. They're
I
pretty
love the
sick. I'm
Color
not
Rush
going to lie.
jerseys, but I thought it was so funny when it was Bills Jets
Yeah,
and
the red and
the headline the
the
next
green.
day was like colorblind people could not
Oh
tell.
my God, yes, I forgot about that. Yes, that was a big issue. We were like, what the hell? I was pissed because the Lions never got to use their Color Rush jerseys, so
They have
because
though.
that's when they sucked and they didn't get their Sunday night games.
Did they have a Color Rush jersey at all?
I don't think so because they didn't need them.
Would it be the all grays? Would that be the
I
closest?
guess, or all Honolulu blue would be pretty sick, I think.
Yeah. The Steelers Color Rush jerseys are pretty sick. I'm not gonna lie. They might be the cleanest Color Rush jerseys.
I don't know about all that.
The black with the gold numbers and the gold stripes and stuff.
Hold on. Let's look this up here.
Listen,
Oh, okay.
like there's that. The Bills have a pretty cool Color Rush jersey.
Yeah, they're pretty sick actually.
Yeah.
I like the all black. The all black's pretty sick.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the
2016,
day,
what a time to be alive, man.
that was 2016 when those came out.
That's what the internet just told me, unless it's lying.
We're getting old.
I know.
We're getting
I
old.
know, man.
That was like, what that in my brain, they started doing that like my senior year of high school. And I guess they did not start doing that my senior year of high school. So,
Nope. Way before that. Like, try your sophomore year of high school.
was that even sophomore year of high school, or would I have been in middle school?
Oh, you would have been probably a freshman, actually.
I graduated 19.
Yeah, I graduated in 18, so.
So, yes, freshman year of high school. Sounds about
Insanity. Insanity. I'm the old one, dude.
you're the old one. That is true.
Oh, anyways. So yeah, Thursday Night Football was fun. For once. So that was cool. But it is now Saturday. We're looking to preview the Sunday slate. We watched Michigan State lose a close one last night to Oregon. That was fun. I stopped watching at halftime. We
I
don't
also
have to
stopped
talk
watching
about
at halftime.
That game at all. We kind of talked before. We even started recording anyways, but I figured that was worth a mention since we're both MSU alums. Go green.
Go away, you suck.
But anyways, on to the Sunday slate. We kick things off in London, Thomas.
Yeah. Sam Darnold revenge game.
Yeah.
I mean,
Part 1 million. I don't know. I feel like he's had so many revenge games at this point, but
like, I think that if there's a defense in the NFL that might be able to, I don't want to say the Jets have the best defense in the NFL because they definitely don't. But they have
would
one of
say
the best.
that's
They have one of the better defenses in the NFL.
on
And
paper, I feel like, yeah.
I just feel like if anyone's going to give Darnold trouble, it would be Sauce Gardner covering Justin Jefferson. And then,
Oh
just.
no, man. Justin, you could make the argument that Jefferson is the MVP of that team.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Justin
Because
Jefferson is probably the best wide receiver in the NFL, if not definitely the best wide
I
receiver.
wouldn't even, in my opinion, I wouldn't even say probably. I would say it's probably not particularly close that he's the best wide receiver in the NFL.
Yeah, he's like in a tier of his own, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Sauce Gardner can.
No, but Sauce Gardner is a great corner. Yeah, I'm not taking anything away from
He's in
him.
a tier of his own as a corner in
Right,
general.
definitely. Yeah. So even since he's like since his rookie year, he's been phenomenal. So
And I don't want to doubt Darnold at all because, like, that's exactly what people have been doing to start since the start of the season, and he's just
yeah.
wrong the whole time. So I'm not gonna doubt him. I just think that it's not. I feel like the Jets defense can make it challenging for the Vikings, because it will be one of the better defenses they've faced so far this year.
Yeah.
And I just think that it will end up being a good game as long as Aaron Rodgers and that Jets offense can actually do things,
Yeah.
because.
Yeah, I think that's the big question mark for the game is one, how they say that Rodgers is good to go, but how healthy is he gonna look out there? And also how productive will the off can the offense be?
Yeah, and obviously last week they had all that rain that to deal with against the Broncos.
Yeah.
Was not a good weather game for throwing the ball. So we'll see. They've strung together, you know, a game. I think it was 2 weeks ago. They had a pretty decent offensive game against the Patriots, which,
Patriots, yeah.
To be fair, is the Patriots. But, like, that was, you know, a good offensive showing for them. But, yeah, I think that that offense has to be able to hit the ground running, especially with how well the Vikings have been playing so far.
So I'm all over the Vikings on this one, which keeps scaring me because I keep hearing people say things like what you're saying, that, like, because I like to sports gamble, and I have put money on the Vikings to win. So that's why it scares me. Not that I'm a Vikings fan or I care if they win or lose necessarily, but yeah, no, I don't know. I just feel like the Jets offense has yet to really click, aside from maybe that New England game where they played New England and they had a pretty solid game, but again, playing against New England. I don't know. I'll be interested to see. Devontae Adams might end up there, which would be interesting. But yeah, I don't know. The Jets defense is good, but Darnold's been balling. I don't really know what else to add. I think that it'll be a good game. And London games are always weird. Like, I feel like there's never any points. It's always pretty boring. Teams are jet lagged and weird. And
I'm gonna get a Toy Story game again sometime.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was a London game, I think, right?
It was a London game. I haven't heard of the Toy Story stream yet, but I wouldn't be surprised with what the
NFL
is trying to
Slink
do.
Back it up again.
Yeah, because they had, like, Booger was on the call, and they had, like, animated Booger. And I remember the Falcons were playing because Bijan, they were doing, like, Bijan had, like, an insane play, and they, like, did some goofy-ass stuff for it, for the Toy Story version of it or whatever. So, I don't know. London games are weird, so I wouldn't expect, like, a ton of points from either teams. It'll probably be relatively close just because they have to go all the way to London. They're waiting till Thursday. They waited till Thursday to travel, so that doesn't really help their case either, I feel like. So we'll see. I don't know. But I got Vikings in this one. I do think it's going to be pretty close, though. Just because, yeah, reasons stated previously.
Yeah, I think it will be a close game as long as, again, Jets offense can actually do things. Yeah, I think the next one up is Bills Texans.
Good one.
That should be a good, interesting to see if the Bills can get a rebound after losing to the Ravens on Sunday night.
Getting clapped, yeah.
Especially against a Texans team that has been rolling for the most part. I mean, obviously they had that tough loss week 3, but
yeah,
I mean, they've been looking the part of a playoff caliber football team. So
yeah, contender.
Bills,
yeah.
I think the real thing with the Bills Ravens game is you really saw all the losses that the Bills had from last season, you know, losing Stephon Diggs, losing a lot of those key starters on defense. I think you really finally saw it kind of affect them. So it'll be interesting to see how they kind of rebound and come back against another very, very good playoff team in the Texans.
Diggs revenge game.
Oh yeah. I mean, I still do not understand why they traded him, to be honest.
Yeah,
Like,
I don't know either.
He can be a diva, but, like, what good receiver isn't?
I think they were just sick of him, which it makes no sense because he's obviously still been very productive, and he's a captain on the Texans. Like, he is a leader, obviously, and wants to be a leader. So I don't know. It's weird because I know Josh Allen loves Diggs too. At least he says he does. You know, impressors and stuff. So I don't know. Odd that they wanted to move on from him. But
I just feel like when you have a receiver that good, you always just put up with their shenanigans, as long as they're not, like, actively committing a crime or something, you know.
Right.
Although it is the NFL, so maybe him actively committing a crime would have been less egregious than him being a diva on the sideline.
I think so, yeah. I mean, Rashee Rice was I don't know. We don't have to get into all that, but yeah, no. The Bills' run defense is bad, but I think that shouldn't be really a factor this week. I don't think Mixon's out for the Texans, so they'll have Cam Akers back there, who is fine, but obviously he's not a Derrick Henry. He's not going to probably put up 200 yards against you. And the Texans are obviously a pretty passing centric offense too. So
I
I
think
think
my
it'll be a good game. I think it'll be a shootout, honestly.
the Texans have so many weapons that I think they're going to be able to kind of just pick and choose where they attack this Bills defense
Yeah.
passing attack, because yeah, they're going to be able to find that weakness in the Bills. Like, the Bills can't hide any of their corners or anything on a receiver who's,
Fair.
not as good. Like, pretty
Yeah.
much all of their weapons from Nico Collins all the way down to Tank Dell to
Yeah.
Jake Ferguson and all that. Like,
Dalton Schultz.
Dalton Schultz, sorry, Jake Ferguson is
Yeah.
now
As a,
a Cowboy.
yes, Cowboy. Yeah. Yep.
My B guys, they're both the same.
They're basically the same
They're both
person.
the same picture.jpg. Yeah, I mean, they're all very high caliber weapons that would be at the very least a third option. Like, for Schultz and Dell, they would at least be the third option on another team,
No,
if
100%.
being a number two option. And you've got four guys who you are very confident in. So
Yep. Yeah.
I think that would be the big challenge for that Bills defense. And I know you say shootout, but I don't know. I feel like the Texans might just.
I didn't really think about it from that perspective, but yeah, I mean, Nico Collins is leading the league in receiving yards right now, so he's having a phenomenal year. Diggs has been great too. And then Tank Dell has really
Not
just
done
been,
much, but
he's been not productive, but there have been looks there for him. He's also kind of dealing with injury bugs a little bit.
it's also hard to get four receivers involved in a
Yeah,
game.
no, and that's what I was gonna say too. Like, he went from being a fine second, first or second option last year. I mean, he had a great productive year. And then Diggs comes in, and it's kind of just like there's too many mouths to feed, which makes sense because Diggs is, I mean, Diggs is just a better receiver than Tank Dell at this current time. I mean, Tank Dell's coming into his second year. So, you know, it's, and I don't think it's that deep, but they have a good problem to deal with, I guess, you know? So, yeah, I don't know. That offense is scary. But the Vikings did something, but then again, the Vikings have a pretty good defense too. So,
Yeah.
we'll see. I don't know. I feel like it'll depend on if Von Miller can get to CJ Stroud or not. It's so funny because I remember saying that Von Miller earlier in an episode, I said Von Miller was off the roster, and then you're like, no, he's still on the roster. And then every time I tune into a Bills game, I see Von Miller do something productive.
Yeah.
So,
Did Von Miller get suspended?
did he?
Let me look.
I didn't think he did. I didn't even hear anything about that.
Von Miller was suspended. Yeah, he was. Okay. So Von Miller's not going to be playing, I
Oh,
guess.
never mind then. Disregard. I don't know ball. Why am I on this podcast, man?
He's suspended 4 games.
Four games. What did he do?
It's in connection to his arrest last year when he,
Didn't know any of this.
was,
Oh. Oh, so he's a scumbag. Okay. Well, then fuck Von Miller.
All my homies hate Von Miller.
Facts. We don't support domestic violence.
No.
Yeah. Anyways, moving on.
Yeah.
Is that all from that game?
I mean, I got nothing else to say. I think we should move
You
on.
got the Texans?
Let's get as far away from Von Miller as we can.
Okay.
So,
So let's move on to probably the next best game at the in the 1 o'clock slate, which I think would be the Ravens Bengals.
I think it depends on which Bengals team shows up,
Yeah,
right?
fair. Yeah. It's interdivision, so that always makes me think teams are gonna play their best game. But then again, this Bengals team has been so weird, and their defense is very, very bad. I know they have a lot of injuries on that side of the ball, but they've just been pretty atrocious. And the Ravens are looking like the Ravens, like everyone expected the Ravens to look. I just heard a stat that statistically they're the best 2-2 team of all time.
Yeah,
so
they had no business being 2-2.
I mean, if they played, I think anyone else the first 2 weeks. Okay, maybe not the Raiders. They blew that game. We don't really. I mean,
they should be. You can argue they should be 3-1 without.
If they played anyone else the opener, they would be probably 3-1 right now. And I mean, statistically, that proves it. I know stats are on the hot seat right now because Jason Kelce said that you're a nerd if you care about stats, but they do say numbers don't lie. So
they do not lie. No, yeah. I we've seen the good out of Joe Burrow this year.
Yeah.
We've seen the bad out of this Bengals defense.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that the Bengals offense has been productive enough this season to stick around with the Ravens, especially with their defense being as poor as it is. And the Ravens still, for, you know, the 20th straight year, having a very good, productive defense.
Yeah.
So, you know, it really will depend, I feel like, on how the Ravens offense shows up. Because I don't have any trust in that defense getting consistent stops. Especially against, you know, the Ravens rushing attack is just absolutely
insane.
Insane.
Yeah.
The Titans cutting Derrick Henry is a wild decision still to me. But
yeah. No, 100%. Yeah, I don't know. I think if the Ravens come out and play, you know, even just like at 80% of four full quarters, because the Ravens tend to have an issue playing, I feel like, four full actual quarters of football. But if they can stay away from that and, you know, play how they've been playing, then I really don't think it's going to be. I think it could be a competitive game still. But there, I could definitely see the Ravens end up running away with it. Just because Lamar's been playing well, Derrick Henry's been playing well. You know, they continue to be good in the passing game, even though they have targets like, you know, Rashad Bateman, Nelson Aguilar, Justice Hill. I mean, Zay Flowers is wide receiver one, and, you know, he's not even that big of a name. I feel like he was good last year, but, you know, it's not like he's, I really don't think he's a true wide receiver one, but in that offense, it works.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. And it really doesn't matter. They're just good at scheming, I guess, really, at the end of the day. So if they can out-scheme the Bengals defense, then it might be a long day for Bengals fans.
Do you know what game I'm sneaky really excited to watch?
I have a feeling what you're going to say, and I just think it's going to be gross, but go ahead.
I can't wait to watch Panthers Bears.
I knew you were going to say it. Oh, my God.
Look, okay. We have seen Caleb Williams start to put together some decent games, right? I mean, he played well enough last week. And this Panthers, sorry, my rabbit started chewing things. Bun, stop it. This Panthers defense, or offense, sorry.
Yeah.
Sans Bryce Young has been good. So I just, I think that it could be a very sneaky, fun game to watch, especially with the fact that the Panthers defense still isn't great. So maybe we'll get better play out of Caleb Williams than we've seen, even though he has started to, you know, piece things together better. And with how the Panthers offense has been performing as of late, potentially, it could just be a fun game. Maybe.
It's true. I could definitely see it happening, actually. The Panthers offense has actually been pretty productive post Bryce Young, which is kind of crazy to say, but the Red Rifle has been carrying them up and down the field pretty well. I mean, they had a pretty productive game against the Bengals, but then again, that's not saying much. We just kind of picked apart the Bengals defense. But Yeah, no. I mean, the Bears do have a solid defense, so I do worry that the Panthers will struggle to be productive offensively. But then again, I keep getting surprised this year, so who knows? And yeah, Caleb Williams has been actually starting to be more productive, which for me is scary because, you know, I want him to continue to be ass, but you know, we'll see. I guess it definitely could be a fun game to watch. I don't know if it will be, but I don't know if I
It's
will
also
be
an Andy
watching.
Dalton revenge game, you know?
I'll probably just stick to Red Zone, Thomas. If you want to, you know, you want to tune into that game for 60 full
It's
minutes,
the
you feel free.
Andy Dalton's on his revenge tour. He played the Bengals last week, lost. He's playing the Bears this week. You know? We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, no.
So we
Another.
just also gets to have a revenge game against the Dolphins.
Oh, you want to talk about that game?
I mean, we don't have to stick on it too much. I'm just saying, while we're in the realm of revenge games, it's a Jacoby Brissett re revenge game because he got to play for the Dolphins for a brief minute.
Did he?
Yeah, for
Did he
one season.
start?
I think he started once when Tua got hurt. Or no, I don't think he started at all. No, but he was on the
Okay. Is it
one.
really a revenge game if he didn't start at all?
Listen, it's a revenge game.
Okay. Yeah. Jacoby Brissett revenge game. That game I think will be discussed. You know what's gonna be the funniest part is all these other games are gonna suck, and this is gonna be the most productive, like fun
Yeah,
game to watch
the one that we
somehow.
all think is going to be ass is going to be the one
Yeah.
that's just like Tyler Huntley turns into Peyton Manning and.
Yeah. And he's Tyreek Hill has like three touchdowns and like yeah no I don't know I just the other than I'd say the first 2 weeks being a Patriots fan has probably been pretty rough but then again they have experienced so much success that they probably just don't care one throwaway season isn't gonna
I
end
honestly think the
everything
Patriots win this game though. Like,
I could definitely see
with
it
how
yeah.
poorly the Dolphins have been playing without
Yeah.
Tua, like, this seems like a Patriots win. Because, look, Jacoby Brissett obviously isn't elevating this team.
Yeah.
He's not the reason this team is losing as much as it is. Like, he's doing enough to where if he had actual talent around him,
Yeah.
he'd probably be winning. They'd probably be 2-2 right now instead of 1-3,
Yeah.
which isn't saying much, but
Their receiving core is quite obsolete. So, yeah, that's kind of tough to work with. Plus, I think Brissett, I think their offensive line is pretty ass too. So, you know, when a quarterback doesn't have time to throw downfield, you know, it's kind of hard to do your job at that point. But man, you're doubting Tyler Snoop Huntley. He's a Pro Bowler, man. He didn't have enough time with the offense. Maybe he just had a you know, little
Look,
warm up game.
the moment Tyler Huntley throws a pass that's completed more than 5 yards downfield, I will start believing in him.
When did the nickname Snoop come around? Because they mentioned that on the Monday night broadcast, and I was like, I've never heard that before. And
I have no idea.
then they kept calling him Tyler Snoop Huntley. I'm like, bro,
I don't get why
what?
you'd call him Ty. Like, if it's his nickname, you just call him Snoop Huntley.
Yeah, I agree. I thought that was weird too when they said that,
Like, that would
but
be like saying Ahmad Sauce Gardner or stuff like that. It's like this. It's his nickname. You just call him by his nickname. You don't. Anyways,
Yeah, I don't know.
we don't
Anyways.
need to stick too much on this game. It's gonna suck. It's
Yeah,
not
it will be bad.
until it's
It
the
will
Rams
be bad.
game, but it's not gonna be good. I mean, I don't want to talk too much about Browns Commanders. I honestly don't
We
think the
don't.
Browns. I don't think the Browns stand a chance, to be
Yeah, we
honest.
don't have to. Jaden Daniels is cooking. I think Jaden Daniels is gonna cook them all day long.
I
So
am enjoying seeing the downfall of Deshaun Watson every single week. So I
I know
will
you are.
enjoy watching the Browns get their asses kicked.
Yep.
But at the same time, like, I don't think it's going to be a particularly entertaining game.
Yeah. And then
Beyond,
we'll.
unless you're literally just like simming and only watching
Yeah.
Commanders offense.
Yeah. Like Red Zone would be a perfect watch for that because you'll see all the Commanders' touchdowns. There's
Texas
only
Jaguars
1 o'clock.
could be good.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know. T Law and the Jags are so weird this year. So I don't
they
know.
played decent against the Texans last week. Are we out on T-Law? Is Trevor Lawrence
He's
not
my
to
fantasy.
is he
He in
what?
one of in my two quarterback fantasy league, he's one of my quarterbacks, and I've regretted. I think he was my first round pick because we redraft. We have two keepers. He was my first round pick, or no, not first round. He wasn't my first round pick. I drafted him in like the third round, but still, I've been pissed, man. He sucks. If you
Yeah.
watch him play, it's just like, dude, I don't know.
I
It's
don't get it.
frustrating to watch him
They
play.
got so they have weapons for him too. It's not like he has no one to throw to.
I know.
Like they got like on paper, this offense should be really good.
Yeah.
So I don't
To be
know.
fair, the regression of Travis Etienne has been very bad. And I think that has been hurting them too because they don't have. I mean, he was very solid. He wasn't great last year, but he was solid. You know, he was always someone you could go to. And obviously, when the run game becomes obsolete, you don't. You can't be productive.
That's why you don't spend a first round pick on a running back.
Yeah, it's fair. Running backs are so out, man.
Well, I say that, but like obviously, like if you're getting high-end play from the running back for 5 years, great. But then you have
Yeah.
situations where his contract's not even up and he's not playing well.
Yeah.
I
So,
think it
like,
will
if
be funny.
you draft like a Kenneth Walker in the first round, it's worth it.
Yeah. I think it will be funny when Doug Peterson gets fired, because that's going to happen, right?
It has to happen.
And they hire like Rams quarterbacks coach, 49ers wide receivers coach, whatever.
Yeah.
And their offense is suddenly good.
Yeah.
It's just going to happen eventually.
Maybe that's it. I mean, I feel like that's obviously partially to blame, but also the players have not been producing as well as they should be.
I also don't think the scheme has helped things.
Yeah, no, that's 100% fair to say.
But you know, it's just it seems like even though definitely the players are letting Doug Peterson down in a lot of ways as well, like he's going to be the scapegoat as the head coach always is, and
Yeah.
then he's going to end up, you know, getting fired. They're going to bring in a new guy that's going to be the offensive guru to give to. Maybe they bring in Ben Johnson or something. I don't know. And then
Really? Don't say that.
all of a sudden, just boom, the Jaguars offense is good finally.
Don't say that shit. All right.
He's getting a head coaching job this year, too.
Stop it. He
He's
loves
going to be a head
Detroit.
coach.
He loves Detroit.
He's going to be a head coach after this season.
He loves Detroit.
If he sticks around and stays in Detroit again,
My goat.
I will actually like I will buy you dinner. I will pay
Okay.
for
All right.
sticks around in Detroit again.
Well, I'm not going to bet on him not staying in Detroit because.
There is no way.
All right, but it is, I think it is Doug Peterson's time to go. He's had his fair share of opportunities to be productive with this team. And it just hasn't worked. So.
I think that's it for 1 o'clocks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, the 4 o'clock slate isn't
Is
very
ug
awe-inspiring.
is ugly is ugly.
Why can't they? I know the schedule is made in advance, but like, just flex me Panthers Bears into a 4 o'clock slot, please.
Stop it, Thomas. What? That's just as ugly as every other one of these games right here. Raiders, Broncos, ew. Cardinals, Niners. The way the Cardinals have been playing, ew. Giants, Seahawks, no neighbors, ew. Packers,
Yeah.
Rams could actually be good.
If Malik Nabers was alive, I actually would have been intrigued by Giant Seahawks.
I agree.
But without Nabers, it's I
Yeah,
don't know, just
I agree. Seahawks should, I think, blow out the Giants by a million. Daniel Jones stinks.
Geno Smith revenge game, by the way.
Geno Smith revenge game.
He did start once for the Giants. He broke Eli's starting streak.
Did he actually?
Yeah, when
Really?
the when was it Ben McAdoo? Was he the head coach of the Giants at one point?
Ben McAdoo, that's is that not a basketball player?
No, that's Bob McAdoo. I swear it's Ben McAdoo. Let me Google this. It's Ben
Yeah,
McAdoo.
go ahead. I feel like
Ben.
Ben McAdoo though, it sounds familiar though as well.
Ben McAdoo.
You could be right. You could be right.
Oh, it is 100% this guy. He's got his weird, like, slicked back, Italian New Yorker hair. Yeah.
Yep, that fits. That fits.
Okay, so yeah, he broke Eli's start streak because Ben McAdoo decided to bench Eli. And instead of, now to be fair, we've now seen the renaissance of Geno Smith's career, but at the time he was the failed draft pick from the Jets.
Right.
They had just drafted a rookie quarterback, and everyone was like, if you're going to bench Eli, why would you not start the rookie and see what he can do?
Do we
And
know who the rookie was?
it was either Davis Webb or Kyle LaLetta, one of those two,
Jesus.
which, like, gross,
Yeah, ew.
but at the same time,
I mean, I don't blame him for starting Geno. Whatever. It doesn't matter. They stink. They still stink. Eli stinks. I hate Eli.
Geno sucked that game.
Not surprised.
To be sure, it wasn't.
Geno used to stink. Yeah, I don't know. Do you want it? I mean, the Packers Rams, it's probably clear in a way the best game on here.
Yeah, I think it's just going to depend on how healthy Jordan Love is at
Yeah.
coming to this game. Like, if he's even 90% of what he can be, like,
Yeah.
awesome. Like, it will be a good game, especially because the Rams have been more competitive than their record says it
No,
is.
definitely. Yeah.
They might be one of the most competitive 1-3 teams of all time,
Yeah.
especially without Cooper Kupp, without Puka, without half their offensive line.
The fact they're 1-3 and their only win is against the Niners is kind of insane.
Yeah, it is. Like, yeah, if you gave me their first 4-week schedule, the Niners would be the last team I thought that they would have the winning chance.
I agree. I agree.
You know,
Interesting.
I don't know, it should be a good game. I think that it is mostly going to depend on Jordan Love's health. Like,
Definitely.
not to say that Malik Willis won't make it entertaining, because he does make the game entertaining.
Yeah.
But the NFL is always more fun when the starter plays.
Agreed.
So, yeah, I
I don't
mean,
know. I hate the Packers, so rooting for the Rams here.
yeah.
But then again, half their starting receiving core is dead, so you know, it makes it quite hard on Stafford to be productive when he has no receivers.
I think we should move on to Sunday night.
Okay. Thomas, feel free.
There's blood in the water, boys. Micah Parsons out. I think DeMarcus Lawrence out.
Out.
Deron Bland out.
Brandon Cooks out.
It's time. Justin Fields in prime time. Oh yeah. These Steelers are gonna, you see this? You see this crab leg W?
Okay, Jameis.
Yeah, I think
Yeah, no, I think the Steelers win.
the
Cowboys stink.
Steelers have continuously, okay, they lost to the Colts, you know, but that second half offense against the Colts was good. Like,
Yeah.
they finally were stringing together offensive drives that were good. Obviously, they had that last drive, the game-winning drive, not so good. But if they can play like they did against the Colts in the second half,
Yep.
it's unquestionably going to be a Steelers victory. And
I agree.
I just think that it's going to be. Does Russ request a trade?
He
That's
might have to if
but.
Especially if you guys win this game, I think you might have to.
Because I know Tomlin will not name a starter, but it's going to be Fields with how he's been playing. Like,
You're 3-1 right now. So if you come
yeah,
out four and
they're
one,
three.
there's no way that you can't name Justin Fields the starting quarterback, in my opinion, through
It's
five
Tomlin.
games.
He'll find a way to just be like, oh, I'm not going to do that yet.
But doesn't that feel like demoralize Fields a little bit, or like this? Discourage him,
I don't
just
know, man.
not discourage
The
him.
Steelers
Excuse
have
me.
some weird shit going on, man. They're mismanaging players. Not gonna lie, like there's no reason Broderick Jones should still be playing right tackle when he's supposed when they drafted him with the intention of making him the franchise left tackle. They continuously say his long-term plan is to be at left tackle, then put him at left tackle. But I digress.
That's insane.
The Steelers are winning this game without question. I don't actually
Put
know.
your money where your mouth is, Thomas.
Okay. I will. I don't know what I will buy my cat all of the toys it wants
Okay.
if the Steelers lose.
Win. If they win or they lose.
If they lose.
So what are you gonna do if they win?
If they win, I'll give my cat a cat a kiss. You know.
Okay.
I
Sure.
said they were gonna win.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I misunderstood with what you were getting at. Anyways, yeah, I think that the Steelers I don't think this is a really a losable game, man. Like I don't see how the Steelers lose. The
It's with
Cowboys
all the injuries
defense,
the Cowboys have, they have no business losing.
right. Like the Cowboys defense has already been pretty bad as is,
And then they're
not including
losing
two of
three
their
of their best
best, three, yeah, three of their best players, two of their best pass rushers. I don't see how they win this game, and they don't have a run game, and their pass game has suffered because of no run game. So I especially against a good Steelers defense too. I don't see, and unless Dak has a legacy game, I guess. But
legacy.
we're talking about Dak Prescott again, so
No,
I don't know. I don't see it happening.
the Steelers always find ways to lose to inferior opponents, but they better win.
That's kind of always in the back of my head too. But I don't know. Just on paper, they should win this game.
On paper, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess it could be close, but I really don't see it being relatively close either. Not a blowout, but like
If the offense continues to grow like it has, like we'll have a, they'll be fine.
we'll see, I guess. I mean, they just lost to Joe Flacco though, so
Joe Flacco is elite.
I know, I'm just playing.
Joe
I'm just playing.
Flacco elite, yes.
Have you said your piece about the Steelers Cowboys?
I have.
Okay.
I believe in Justin Fields to get the W.
We can I guess move to the last game on the schedule for week five, which is Monday Night Football, Chiefs Saints. I don't know. I've had this weird feeling all week where I kind of want to bet on the Saints to win.
Really? Because I was about to
Yes.
say sneaky, like I think this is the game the Chiefs finally blow out a team.
Really? I was thinking everyone's down on the Saints for the past 2 weeks. Chiefs just had that comeback victory against the Chargers. Everyone knows that Mahomes is one in prime time. Two, doesn't matter who his receivers are. All the money's going to be on the Chiefs to win, and everyone's going to be thinking Chiefs win, Chiefs win. Saints have been down, Chiefs are up. This is where I just have that feeling that the Saints pull out a dub here, or at least keep it close, not a blowout
In the
though.
back of my head, I'm just thinking at some point Mahomes has to put it together, right? Like at some point you have to think this is the week that it all clicks.
Yeah, and I mean he is Patrick Mahomes.
So for me, it's just like, is it this week?
Or maybe we finally see a little bit of regression from Patrick Mahomes. And he's not perfect and he's not a robot. He's only thrown six touchdowns so far and he has five interceptions, I believe. And
Yeah.
for some reason, tell me why I'm scrolling through Twitter and I see FanDuel posted a graphic of MVP power rankings and Patrick Mahomes is number one. Tell me how that makes any sense to you.
Probably just because the Chiefs are undefeated, I guess. Why is Sam Darnold not number one, though?
That makes no sense. I don't care if the Chiefs are undefeated. Mahomes is not the reason for that.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Okay,
I.
not the sole reason. He obviously has had a part in it, so don't take that those words
No,
to.
I mean, he is the sole reason that they lost Rashee Rice.
Yeah, I know. We already went over that. He obliterated his knee, which he might actually not actually be out for the whole year. I think they're still doing like testing. They're waiting for the swelling to go down. They placed him on the IR. So we'll see, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. No.
But what's your reasoning for, other than, is there any other reasoning for?
It's just Mahomes a vibes. Putting it's just vibes based, you know?
All right. Okay.
Like the Chiefs have struggled all year. You have to think eventually, like they
put. Have they struggled? They're up 4. They're 4-0.
But it's not a pretty 4-0. It's a very ugly 4-0 that they've had.
Think That's about fair.
It. Almost lost to the Ravens.
Yeah.
Almost lost to the Chargers.
Yeah. What are the other two games? I'm blanking on those.
Let me use my handy dandy.
No, dead air, dead air, dead air. No.
They even put, why will it not show me their
weekend? Falcons, which was also a close game. Oh my god, yeah. Okay, no, so
all their games have been close.
So yeah, Ravens week one was a one touchdown game, which obviously we know came down to the very end. They barely beat the Bengals by one.
So close.
And then the Falcons had multiple opportunities, and the Chiefs maybe got bailed out by no flag call, a couple of non-flags thrown, and win by 5. And then, yeah, they had that come 17 straight from against the Chargers.
See?
It's been very ugly. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like that might be due to Mahomes playing so bad.
Which is – and this is a vibes-based thing. Either they're going to continue to struggle, and honestly, if they're going to lose to a team, it's probably going to be the Saints because, you know, the Saints are trying to bounce back from having some struggles as well. But vibes-based, for me, this is the game where Mahomes finally, like, settles back in, locks in, and you know, starts throwing haymakers around.
But then again, the Saints' defense has been very good this year, if you think about it. I just kind of put that together in my head. They blew out the Panthers to start week one, which was expected because, you know, Bryce Young stinks. Beat the Cowboys significantly, held the Eagles to 15 points when they still had at least Devontae Smith out there, and Saquon wasn't super productive. And then the Falcons didn't score an offensive touchdown last week, and they still won. So it's not really like the Saints have been playing poorly on defense.
I could be very wrong in this, Tyler. I'm only going off of what my gut tells me right now.
I like that we're both kind of thinking the opposite thing, though. So then when I'm right, I can come back and let you know that I was right again. With the Bills.
Yeah, maybe I don't know ball.
No, we'll see. I'll probably be very wrong. So it doesn't
we need
matter.
To rebrand the podcast.
We might have to.
Should we just change the football and the logo to the word not?
Yeah, or we just do we don't know ball because I don't know. TBD. We'll have to see how things start to turn out. We'll have to just start making super hot takes that we think, and then if they're right, they're right. If they're wrong, then we should probably just never talk about sports ever again, or specifically football.
My hottest of takes is that the Wendy's Krabby Patty collab is gonna not be good.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna try it though.
Oh, I am.
I saw a TikTok. It was so funny. This guy pulled up to the this guy pulled up to the Wendy's drive-thru. They're like, "Hi, welcome to Wendy's. You want to try the blah blah blah?" And he's like, "You know why I'm here." She's like, "What?" And then he just presses play on his phone and is blaring, "I'm a goofy goober." And he stops it, and she goes, "Would you like that in a single, double, or triple?"
Is that even out yet? I don't think it's out yet, right?
I don't know, but the video that I watched made it seem like it was. So maybe in
select spots. It's only out in certain spots.
Yeah, select spots, probably.
Because when does Wendy's release the Krabby Patty? It says October 8th.
Which is 3 days from now.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think they do like early like testing in spots with those things. So,
I'm getting it.
You got to try it at least once, especially if you're I feel like an avid SpongeBob SquarePants fan. Yeah. Which I would consider myself.
I'm probably not trying the shake.
No.
But I'll do the Krabby Patty. 100%.
Definitely. Definitely, definitely. All right.
Well, Tyler, I have a cat to take care of. She is very
Yeah.
sick, so.
Glad everything's okay with her.
Yeah, for all the listeners at home, $400 tummy ache.
Yeah, we almost didn't record because of it too. So.
Yeah. She.
But everything is good, and that's what matters the most.
Dramatic ass. Okay, well, everybody, be sure to like, comment, subscribe, follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Appreciate it, folks.
We will definitely see you in the next one. Hopefully,
Catch you in the
we'll
next one.
do this two days a week recording if we feel like it.
Yeah.
Us. All
Yeah.
right. Peace out, everybody.
Cool. Peace.